The latest employment figures by the CSO show an improvement, and that coupled with an increase in consumer sentiment and an improvement in inflation, it looks like the economy is stabilising and things are looking a bit more positive. To discuss this in a little bit more detail, I'm joined by Andrew Webb, who's Chief Economist with Grant Thornton Ireland. Andrew, you're very welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So Andrew, you might just talk us through the latest unemployment figures that were published by the CSO.
Yes, so the unemployment rate feels like it has stabilised at current levels for now, and I think that's probably a good outcome. Unchanged for males based on February and improved on a year before, still improving for females, and again, that's better than recent months and considerably better than a year before. So it looks like the labour market continues to move in the right direction, and I know there's been some concerns about the tech sector, but for now, we're not seeing any of that work its way through into the official statistics.
That's good to see. And would it be normal for this time of year, maybe, for things to start stabilising? I suppose we're kind of heading into like a seasonal employment time now that's starting to kick back in. Would that be normal, or are things better than expected?
I think we're probably well past anything being normal at this point in the economic cycle with the number of shocks we've had to endure. So we're still very much in recovery phase, and even the recent shocks last year from inflation and now interest rates starting to creep up, it feels anything but normal. But I'd say the labour market has and continues to be a bright spot throughout all those shocks, and the recovery in the labour market's been really impressive. And you're right, we are heading into probably a season where you would start to see hospitality start to ramp up a little bit more on some of the recruitment. So hopefully the trend that we've seen with the strong labour market can continue into the spring and summer.
Absolutely. We're very dependent on the hospitality sector down here in Kerry, as you mentioned. So I suppose having those kind of outlets, I suppose, for employment, while they are seasonal, they're very important, aren't they, to local economies?
Very much so. And provide a lot of regional employment, and just the indications we're starting to see from the likes of the US market and forward bookings would suggest that there's a strong season ahead. And we've also seen the reopening of the Chinese economy, so we would expect to see some international tourism growth from that market as well.
And Andrew, you mentioned obviously there has been a lot of uncertainty around the tech sector, I suppose, in particular. Has that settled down any bit? I know, I suppose, we can't predict shocks, you know, in any job announcements. They tend to be shocks recently in recent weeks. But has it settled down any bit, or what can we expect in the future in that sector in particular?
I think there's still some uncertainty there to work its way through, and we still do hear of some announcements in that space. What I would say is that there's potential opportunity within some of that. It's the large multinationals seem to be shedding significant numbers of employment, and that globally. I think when we think about how tight the labour market has become, actually, and skill shortages, I think there will be opportunities for some of our SMEs to maybe recruit from those larger multinationals if they do shed the jobs that have been projected to have been shed.
You mentioned skills shortages there. I suppose, what areas in particular are you referencing when you reference that?
I think it's quite broad-based in terms of the reports that we're hearing about the inability of some sectors to recruit staff. I think the labour market has changed over the last couple of years with people leaving it during the pandemic, and a lot of that migrant international labour that maybe left during the pandemic not coming back to the same extent. So quite broad range of sectoral challenge when it comes to skill shortages, from, you know, culture and arts and hospitality right through to manufacturing and construction. So it's fairly sector agnostic in terms of the challenges around recruiting the right people.
And Andrew, given that, and given, I suppose, the latest unemployment figures, would now be a good time for someone, if they were unemployed, maybe to kind of look at, you know, adding to their skill set, or maybe undertaking a course or some sort of program to try and fill that gap that is there?
I think so. I think, you know, a number of employers are starting to have to think about how they address their skill shortages, and that's prompting a rethink in terms of maybe running academies and growing their own skills pipeline. So there could be significant opportunities for people to reskill and tap into some of that need and move from maybe one sector that they've been in into others where maybe more opportunities lie.
You touched on it there about companies actually running those courses, and I suppose that's hugely important and probably a very good thing to do for the company themselves, because I suppose they know particularly and exactly the kind of skill set that they need. So it's a good way for them to get the right people for the roles they may have.
It is. I mean, there's a very good skills network across the economy, and when we think about, you know, what the schools are producing and what the further and higher education are producing, and there's good support in that regard. But we do think that employers do have a significant role to play in potentially growing their own, if you like, and really running skills academies and training opportunities and apprenticeship type initiatives.
And is it difficult, Andrew, do you know, for businesses to do that, or is it something that's more straightforward than it sounds?
I suppose it's about planning it through and maybe engaging with the education sector to decide what the content needs to be and you know, maybe drawing through support there to build that pipeline and attract those people through and give it that structure. I do think it can be quite a straightforward process. And companies I know of have come together to maybe add scale to that effort so that, you know, where one company might have 5 or 10 roles, a group of companies in a cluster could have 50 or 60 or 70 opportunities. So I think collaboration within companies, between companies and with the education providers is something that could help address the skills challenges.
Absolutely. That's very interesting. Something else that we're kind of seeing in recent times as well, which is positive, is that consumer sentiment is also increasing. And that's good to see, Andrew.
It is. And it has been particularly volatile over the last number of months and the last couple of years. I suppose we're all painfully aware of what we've come through in terms of the pandemic and the inflation issues. And now with interest rates starting to increase, there has been a particular challenge to the consumer. That sentiment does seem to have settled, and I think the government supports around energy at the last budget were helpful in that regard. And I think consumers can now maybe see beyond those shocks over the last year or so and start to look forward to hopefully a more settled economic time, starting to see inflation hopefully ebbing away. So that drives sentiment, and we have seen an uptick in sentiment, and hopefully then that drives more economic activity.
And Andrew, I suppose, given that, do you think, we'll say, the inflation and the cost of living crisis, is that starting to die down a bit, so do you think, or is it something that will be with us for a long time to come?
I think we're starting to see inflation very much loosen its grip over the economy. I think we hopefully expect to see inflation ebb away quite rapidly now. That would be, I think, the consensus view that over the course of this year and into early next, we'll see inflation back down to maybe 3% or so and maybe continue on a trend down towards 2-ish by the end of 2024. So the expectation, the hope is that the inflation that we've seen will certainly start to loosen its grip and ebb away hopefully quickly over the next number of months.
That's great. And I suppose that kind of ties in with the next question I was going to ask in terms of the concerns about another recession. There was a lot of fears, but are they kind of abated now if that's the direction we're heading in?
I think cautiously optimistic is where I would call the economic outlook at the minute. I think, you know, we even 3-4 months ago, we would have said that Ireland should avoid a recession and look likely to. I think now we would say that we have a more optimistic view, and we would say that, you know, a decent level of growth, maybe 3-3.5% this year, which in a global context, I think the global average for this year is probably 2.5, maybe just touch shy of 3. So we expect Ireland to perform stronger than the global average and absolutely avoid recession this year.
That's great to hear. And you mentioned it earlier, given the pandemic, a lot of businesses adapted and changed the way they work. And unfortunately, during that time, a lot of places had to let people go just because, you know, things were downscaled a lot. Is that starting to pick back up now? Or do you think businesses have changed in terms of the numbers maybe that they employ?
I get the sense that with vacancy numbers and the way the labour market has gone, I would suggest that firms have ramped back up on their need for people. So I mean, I think we would need a significant amount of analysis in a firm-by-firm basis to see what that has meant at a more micro level. But I suppose at a macro level, certainly the way the labour market has performed and the way vacancy numbers have looked, I would say that the businesses community in general have really ramped back up in that regard.
Just before I let you go, what are your predictions maybe for the weeks and the months ahead? Like, will things continue to stabilise, do you think? You know, from what you're saying, it sounds like we're heading in the right direction anyway.
Always reluctant to place too firm a prediction on what will happen. I think I'm on my 5th once-in-a-career economic shock, just where we've been in the last number of years. So it's a particularly challenging time to try and guess anything. But when I look at the forward view on business sentiment, consumer sentiment, The exchequer returns that the government are now enjoying particularly strong. I do think we're into a more settled economic environment and one where we will see inflation ebb away and create a bit more certainty in the economic context. So I would be as confident as an economist can be that the time ahead will be much less uncertain and more cautiously optimistic.
That's good to hear. And I suppose you're right. We would have never predicted the last few years, so it's very hard to call. But it sounds more positive anyway, which is good to hear.
Indeed.
Andrew, it's been lovely talking to you. And thank you very much for taking the time to join me on the show.
Thank you.